Join in the conversation anytime.
Call 1300 222 774
or text 0437 774 774.
ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Now we're talking.
I'm Sally Coburn, and I'm filling in for David Astle for the next 2 weeks, and it's a pleasure to be with you. And this is a lovely story, and I didn't know anything about this. On the line is Robin Cochran, who is the president of Lamb Care Australia. And Robin, this is a wonderful thing that you do. Could you tell us a little about Lamb Care?
Hi, Sally. We're a lamb, obviously a lamb rescue organisation. We take into care lambs that are mostly farmers. We're mostly contacted by farmers when they have a lamb that they can't care for themselves. Sometimes the lamb might be sick, maybe might have been orphaned. There's a variety of reasons. So we take the lambs into care, and we have a group of about five or six what we call initial carers. They are quite experienced in caring for, especially for sick lambs. So we bring them back to health as much as we can. And then once they've reached a certain level of health, they go to one of our network of foster carers, or sometimes they go straight into adoption. Sometimes they go through foster, then into adoption. It just depends on who we have available to adopt them and how the lambs are.
Now, who can foster these gorgeous little woolly babies?
Well, anyone who's happy to take that on, the usual period is about sort of 8 to 10 weeks. If anyone's willing to take that on, we're happy to consider them. It does depend a little bit on where they live. Mm. We do have some foster carers that live in suburban areas. We always say to foster carers to check with their council, because obviously some councils don't allow it.
Yes, indeed.
So that's what we suggest they do. So some, you don't have to be living in a rural area to foster, but we do suggest, you know, checking with the council first. They need a little bit of outdoor room. Obviously, like, they're so young, being in the first couple of months of their life, they do spend a lot of time indoors. Mm. Without their mothers, they do need that extra level of protection. But ideally, they do need a little bit of outdoor space, but that could be just a small backyard. It doesn't need to be, you know, like a full paddock or anything like that.
Yeah, so I was thinking, obviously, an apartment probably isn't the place to have a lamb, I imagine.
No, probably not.
And what you said earlier about councils is really important, because some councils do have issues with anything other than cats and dogs and pigeons.
Yeah, some do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, are they high maintenance? What would it be involved in looking after one of these little lambies?
It depends a little bit on the age. We often say to people who apply, what level of care do they want to give? Obviously, when they're very small, if they're only a couple of weeks old, they're being fed quite regularly and overnight feeding. Mm-hmm. Whereas once they reach, you know, maybe sort of 4 weeks, that sort of age, they'll be on just daytime feeds. So it depends on the level, you know, the time that the foster carer has available as to what type of, what age lamb they might get.
I'm just wondering if maybe someone listening now has actually fostered a lamb, and maybe through you, if you'd like to give us a call, 1300 222 774 is the number, 1300 222 774, or you can text us on 0437 774 774. So I was fascinated when my all-knowing, knowledgeable Ryan, our producer, was saying that sometimes there can be too many lambs in a litter, and the mother can't look after them. They only have two teats, like humans.
That's right. That's what I think some people don't, a lot of people probably don't realise, they probably don't even think about it, that sheep are really like humans, and they're only supposed to have one or two. Mm. Three is the exception, but one or two, because, yeah, they only have two teats. And so that does cause problems. The more, you know, ewes are being bred to have multiple births, and that causes problems in that the ewes can't always care for the extra lambs, which is where we're coming to play. It's one of the reasons we come into play, really.
If I lived in a suburb that said lambs are fine, and if I had a house with a backyard, and if I thought, look, I'd like to get in touch with Lamb Care and maybe foster a lamb, what can I expect if I've got one at home? Are they going to chew through my best shoes?
They do tend to chew on things. Paper, you know, you do need to have your place fairly tidy, because they do like to chew on things.
I'm out.
Apart from that, they stay inside. You would have to be ready to to use nappies on them, which when people find out that, they think that's really strange, but it's really for practical reasons because they're inside so much, they wear nappies, you know.
And can you, the only reason. Do they get toilet trained? Can you toilet train them or not?
No, not that we've found, no.
They don't respond to the little grass, come outside and use the grass?
No. Well, we haven't tried that. I don't know. Maybe we should give that a go. But I would say probably not because, you know, I mean, they're going to end up out in a paddock anyway, so there really is no need for it.
Yeah. And tell me, what are you looking for homes now? Are you wanting people to respond?
Yes, we are, yes. We definitely need, we need adoptive homes. That's really important. But we also do need foster carers at the moment as well.
And so what you're saying is it would be better for people on the land with outdoor room to for them to graze with. I believe they get big. I mean, they're not always going to be little cutesy lambs, are they?
No, they're not, no. But they do grow into sheep, and sheep are just wonderful animals. They really are. People don't realise. People see sheep in paddocks, you know, from a distance, and they just think they're all the same. They all look the same. They're not. They're all such. If you think of how much an individual a cat or a dog is, that's the same with sheep. They have their personalities, and they're exactly the same as a cat and dog.
But you wouldn't want me to. They wouldn't sleep on my bed, for example, not like my doggy.
No.
And that's about their continence. We need to look into lamb continence. Now, tell me, are you looking for volunteers, people to come and help out with your actual organisation, maybe not taking a lamb but want to help? Is that something you want?
That is something people can do. If they can't foster or adopt, we particularly need transporters because, you know, the lambs do come from right across Victoria and then they need to get to our carers who are also situated in different areas. They need to, once they finish there, they go to their home. So we do need transporters. And that's a really good way that people can do a little bit of hands-on volunteering. They do get to handle the lambs a little bit.
I'm speaking to Robin Cochrane, who's the president of Lamb Care Australia. I say that very carefully because it sounds like land care and your lamb care. And Robin, so people can go to your website, which is lambcareaustralia.org.au, and find out more about what you do. You're a volunteer organisation. How do you get your funds?
Largely donations from the public and fundraising events. We have raffles, various events. Ethical Jobs recently did a match the donations event for us where they matched what our donors donated, and that was a big fundraiser. Yeah. But mostly it comes from donations. A couple of years ago we did receive some government assistance, but that hasn't happened for a couple of years. So yes, mostly donations from our supporters.
So it started because you just thought this was an important thing to do after learning that so many millions of lambs die from starvation and illness. You are wonderful, Robin.
Well, it actually started, a friend and I started it when I think our first year we did what we're doing now, but we only had a very small number of lambs, and we realised that we were paying for the vet bills out of our own pocket, and we realised that we couldn't keep doing that, so we decided to set up the organisation instead.
Oh, it's wonderful. And look, I'm just astounded about the number of these organisations that hide their light under a bushel or under a lot of wool. And Robin, congratulations on what you do, and I hope you might get some people getting in touch with you, lambcareaustralia.org.au. And that's Robin Cochrane, the president of Lamb Care Australia. Thanks very much, Robin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye then.